Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Back to Ron Cook from the Post-Gazette and the Fan in Pittsburgh to talk about the Steelers' meltdown right now. Ron, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Scotty. How are you, man?
I'm hanging in. Very frustrated watching the Steelers. I have to ask you, I saw your piece on that Tomlin should suspend Brown for the Buccaneers game. After Drew Rosenhaus spoke today about everything, saying he does not want to be traded, he just wants to win, his issue Monday not going to work was a personal matter, and that his lighting up the coaches on the sideline was nothing more than trying to win. Are you buying any of that?
I'm buying part of it, Scotty. I don't think he wants traded. I really don't. But what do you expect an agent to say? First of all, the guy Sunday, his body language was terrible. They scored a touchdown late to get close in the game. He kind of like sulked off the field by himself because he wasn't involved in that touchdown that brought him close. He left the locker room before any of the media got in, which he never does. He went after a coach on the sideline. I was told he ran patterns wrong. He lost focus a little bit during the game. Then afterwards, we get the trade me tweet. I thought that was in response to somebody he knew who was a former Steelers employee. He responded to that. Okay, I'll give him that. I'll buy that. That was more a response to one guy than asking for a trade. But then he doesn't show up for work on Monday. And that's when he lost it with me. Mike Tomlin was asked about it earlier today. Was he there yesterday? No. I'll find out why. And then Rosenhaus comes back and says he had an excuse, personal business. I told the team about it. Well, all Mike Tomlin had to do was say, you know what, guys, he was absent yesterday. He had an excuse. I gave him my permission to miss. Tomlin didn't say that. I think the rest of these guys on the team, Scotty, are looking at this. They want to see what's going to happen here. I think it's the toughest issue that Tomlin has been here for as long as he's been here, how he's going to handle this. I think it's a real delicate issue for him.
So, you know, it would have made sense if he would have said, yeah, he had an excuse, it's no big deal, but he didn't. And he didn't show up for work Monday, and it sounds to me like he didn't tell anybody, and it sounds to me like I'm not buying that Rosenhaus called him on Monday morning and said, listen, AB's not going to be here. I'm not buying any of that rhetoric, to be honest with you. The bottom line is, it sounds like a selfish move to just blow off work and go do something else, whatever it is, see a doctor, whatever you're doing. I have no idea. I'll never know. But to just blow off the team, that's what happened. He blew off the team. He blew off work Monday. Anybody else does it, you're in hot water at your job. That's all there is to it. And then when you call up with all your rhetoric, they know you're lying.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, and this isn't the first time that Antonio has had a sideline meltdown. It's happened with Todd Haley before Randy Feitner, the current offensive coordinator. He showed up Landry Jones, the used to be backup quarterback, on the field when he didn't feel like he was getting his ball. I thought he kind of matured a little bit last year. He got his big contract, 4 years, $68 million. He was the highest paid wide receiver in the league. Scotty, I mean, I grew up here. He's the best receiver I've ever seen. I grew up watching Swan and Stallworth.
Right.
I think this guy is better, in my opinion, but it can't be all about you. No one player can be bigger than the team. And when you don't show up for work without an excused absence, and Tomlin had every right chance to say today, no, I gave him a day off, it's okay. All he had to do was say personal business, and nobody's questioning it. And this story goes away, but he did not say that.
So other people have written that, you know, that Tomlin has lost the Steelers' control of the team. And then I'm, like, sitting there thinking to myself, this guy, you just told me how much money he got. He was, like, at one point the highest paid receiver in the league until everybody this year got their new deals. So the guy got more money than God, and he's still I guess, at some level, miserable because he's already screaming at coaches and he's already throwing temper tantrums when he doesn't get the ball like a little kid at the sandbox. I got to ask you, do you buy that this guy, Tomlin, is losing this team because he runs a country club?
You know what? It's easy to come to that conclusion, Scotty. And I've defended Tomlin all along. He's won a lot of games. Now, in the playoffs, not so much. I think they've had 4 years in a row with double-digit wins. How many teams would like to have double-digit regular season wins? But they've only won three playoff games since 2010. They've underachieved in the postseason. Now, you want to factor in Le'Veon Bell. He's not here, and he's like basically flipping off his teammates.
Right.
One day he's shown on a jet ski. He's at a strip club in Miami. He's partying all night. I mean, Tomlin is a player's coach. There's no question. And I think he's a good coach. I really do. But how many games has he won because he's had some good players here? Obviously, he's got a franchise quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger. So has he won enough with him? It's easy to say no, he hasn't won enough with them.
Do you think Ron Cook at a Post-Gazette and the Fan, a regular on the bench, do you think that Bell, I saw him rapping or whatever last night in Miami. It's such an insult to me. Like, you know how I feel about this guy. Like, I am done with this guy. I will never again, in the as long as I'm breathing on this earth, root for that guy again. I don't care. I've been a Steeler fan my whole life. Die hard. You know that's true. Penguins, I love more than my family. And the fact of the matter is that, and my children, the birth of my children mean nothing to me compared to the Penguins' three Stanley Cups. Added two more, five. So I'm like, listen, you cannot change my opinion of the Steelers. But this clown... I'm done with him. I don't care if he rots in hell. I don't care where he goes. I don't care if he comes back to the Steelers and scores 40 touchdowns. I will never cheer for that guy again. I hope he rides off with his $200 million and becomes a fat rapper and a fat strip club owner and a fat jet ski wrecker. And I'll tell you what else. When I saw him on the stage in Miami last night, he looked like a big, giant, fat ass. He's not in football shape at all, that fat ass, greedy hack. How you like them apples?
Scotty, how do you feel about it, really?
I can't stand him.
Tell me the truth. Don't sugarcoat it.
I hate him dead. I hate him dead, and he's not a Steeler. He's a wannabe backstabber. He's not a teammate, and he screwed the fans, the city, the organization, and his teammates with his greed and that stupid-ass agent of his with his bad ideas. And meanwhile, he's got $14.5 million sitting on the dock. What a loser. I don't care what anybody says. I think he's a great football player, but he's a piece of shack.
Well, I mean, that's the feeling of a lot of people here. I mean, I look at it, it's a business decision, but why does he rub his nose, teammates' nose in it? You know, they lose the game on Sunday. The next day, he's out jet skiing. He's at, they're at training camp sweating in Latrobe at St. Vincent College. He's at a strip club grabbing something, you know. I mean, it seems like to me he's rubbing his teammates' face in it. He will be here this year. He's got to come in after the 10th week to get his year of service time. They'll take him back. He's going to be gone next year. I think he can still help them win. But, Scotty, they may be 3-6-1 when he comes in here, and it might mean nothing when he comes in here. This is the worst I've ever seen it under Mike Tomlin.
He's
had a losing season.
Do you think?
I gotta figure out how he's gonna get out of this.
All right. So, do you think that they'll that Monday night game in Tampa is a sucker bet? They're favored. It opened at 2.5. Now it's 1.5 or 1 wherever you go. That you know the Steelers are favored at Tampa Bay against a team that beat 2 11-plus win teams, including the Super Bowl champs, beat them by 6 in Tampa. Fitzmagic's going crazy, throwing the ball to Deshaun and to Howard and all the rest of them. Do you feel the Steelers will win that game Monday night like Vegas is teasing bettors? Everyone and their brothers on Tampa Bay, the whole world's betting on Tampa Bay. Do you think the Steelers can pull off the win?
Oh, I do. I mean, because I know how it is. Whenever anybody bets on something and they think it's an automatic lock, I usually try to go the other way. I absolutely think they can. Roethlisberger's that good. Even without Antonio, I think the offense has a chance to be pretty good. Now, their defense, I don't know if you saw the game against Kansas City Sunday.
I watched.
Terrible. One of the worst defenses I've ever seen by the Steelers. But I learned a long time ago, when you're betting and you think it's an absolute lock, that's when I go the other way. But if I'm looking at this realistically, I think they're a team in disarray and they have no chance.
So the Jaguar playoff game was worse, although giving a guy six touchdowns in one game is pretty damn pathetic. So that guy lit him up. But I still think the Jaguar playoff game was the most humiliating, because it's a playoff game and you're at home, and then they just all day long literally rubbed your face in it. And on your field in Pittsburgh, it shouldn't have happened, but it did happen. So that was the worst one I've ever seen. And then the second worst was the Kansas City game. But I did have Kansas City in 5.5, so shake that up. Hey, Ron. Great stuff. Thanks for coming on the bench.
Hey, Scotty. I always love it, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.